Land. You take it easy. You go greasy.
Sipen, you're a sipen, crown of Hawaii, mummy. You're a dumb. Coco, Sasaburo, Ace, I'm a tension. Terrorist, I'm Robes. Moja, you're a good, I say, you're a simma. But you and four pass, I'm a genuine. But you're not in progress. And there, yeah, but you're a man.
Here, can we go to church? Yet to us, Sedaka. Yet to us, Sedaka. Yet to us, Sedaka. Yet to us, Sedaka. Yami. Yenasia, Yeti. Unkuto, when you are a jiffo. Sayana wasia. Yayetia fo. Yarukwa, Yarabe. Unkwa. Yeah. and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Oh, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, if God be for us, who?
Thing.
I don't know.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Dad. I got you some.
Intercessor, the one that protects and preserves us from a crooked and a perverse generation.
one that gives us a heavenly representation when it comes to the bounties of your love towards us. We have come with worship from every nation. We stand before you. Lord, we love and serve you this hour with our songs of our hearts. Angels, join us as we worship him. Oh, yes, I can hear your voices. They come with us, and we come before the throne. This is our pledge. Asu Sita Modu Naudu Eye Yenyamina Yo Asu Sita Modu Bena Eme Yiminya. It doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Dame yiminya minayo. See, then this is what I do. Jesus will live for you.
Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM.
The year and lock up with Ring Floodlight Cam Wide Plus.
104.6 FM sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. I see Ayeyu in the end, Sanda. It's all about Thanksgiving. Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. It's another wonderful Saturday again. Today is the 7th of December, 2024. And those of you here, you know what that means, right? 7th of December, 2024 is election day in Ghana. And today we are here not to talk about politics, but we are here to talk about something very important. Something that affects. Something that actually went and affected and hit every Ghanaian in New Zealand. And not only all Ghanaians, but also every African in New Zealand, it hit us to the bone of our, into the bone of our marrows. And the question is, what is that? Just keep holding on. I'm going to come to the studio with you very soon. And we say here, after 1 year, well, I think it's more than a year, we are here to say thank you, Jesus. Unfortunate situation. But the Bible says, in all things, we give thanks to God. Unpleasant situations, we give thanks to God. But who are we to question our Maker? One day we are here, the next moment we are gone. So every opportunity that you got, you need to join Reverend Bernard Ankoma to say Ayeyi and Santa. Okay, so today we are not talking about politics today. So those of you who are coming, who are thinking of coming online to fire, today is not about politics. Today is about something very important, something very personal to the community, to the Ghanaian community in Auckland. Not only in Auckland, but across the country. And not only across the country, but also across, if you travel thousands of kilometers away from New Zealand, a family in Ghana. You know, we're here to have a discussion.
Right now, you ought to know Jesus loves you so much. His love is in front of you.
And a big shout out to all those are wonderful viewers who have been watching us every Saturday. Those who have been watching us from Australia, Melbourne, Justice and your team, a big shout out to you. A big shout out to Ima and the team in Perth, a big shout out to you. Oh, and a big shout out to our wonderful, those viewers from South Africa who have been viewing us, watching us on all the way to South Africa. We shout out to you. Oh, and a big shout out to Confident Brazil in Toronto, Canada. A big shout out to you, Brazil. A big shout out to you. And those who've been watching us from the US. And those of you in Ghana, we haven't forgotten you. So a big shout out to all of you in Ghana who've been watching us on Facebook. And you know what? And I cannot go on without having to talk about our wonderful New Zealand people. A big shout out to the Ghana Association in New Zealand, the executives, and the hard work that you've been putting in, every single one of you. We say thank you very much for bringing the community together. And another shout out to, I want to go to Hamilton. So to Dr. Jikum and your team in Hamilton, a big shout out to you for constantly tuning in every time. Those of you in Christchurch, a big shout out to you, Christchurch, Osei and your team in Christchurch. A big shout out to the Ghanaian community in Christchurch. Wellington, Dr. Eric and your team there also, a big shout out. And I go all the way down to Whangarei, Kojuchum. Sorry, we couldn't catch up when you came here, but a big shout out to you, those in Whangarei. And every single one of you who have been watching us, listening to us by voice and by joining by voice, by ear, and a big shout out to all of you. It's without you, we're not going to be here. Today, Kwesi Freddy is in the studio, but he's not in the studio. Kobe is in the studio, but he's not in the studio. But they are here supporting us from the background. But what we are going to do is I'm going to read a quick story to you, all of you. And from there, I'm going to go to the studio and I'll introduce you to my wonderful guests that I have got here today. So if once you join us on Facebook, just let us know where you are joining us from and I'm going to shout out to you. So once you join us on Facebook, let us know where you're joining us from and I'm going to shout out to you. Okay. I'm in the studio here. Let me see who I can shout out to. So just once you join us on Facebook, just give me a big shout out and I'm going to shout out to you and your family. Just checking on Facebook. Who's joined us? Some of you have joined us on Facebook. JQ, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. JQ, all the way from Australia. Thank you for joining us. JQ used to be in Australia, used to be in New Zealand, but he moved to Australia. One of those how do you call them, the traitors, yeah. So thank you very much for who's been joining us on Radio Akwaaba every single Saturday. Let's see what who else is coming on. Just going all around. Okay, so now let me come to the many years ago there was an incident in New Zealand where I think I'll put it this way, one fateful day, it was in an evening, I had a call from William, one of our I won't call him elders in our community, and he says, somebody, a Ghanaian in New Zealand has died. And I was like, really? And I said, when did it happen? And he was narrating the incident and the scenarios to me. So we had to make some phone calls and try to figure out what happened. So because I've not met Daniel before. So then Daniel said, he said Daniel was a Ghanaian called Daniel, has been murdered on somewhere on Queen Street. So he sent me a link, which I click on it, and we have to read it and we have to try and organize. So we had to reach out to Daniel's family, and I think Augustina. Yeah, so I called Augustina a couple of times, and I think your other sister, what's your sister's name? Yes, Abigail. So I called Abigail, yes, and we had a few conversations, what happened, and so we were able to, and it was such a short notice, so you know how, living abroad is, so the Ghanaian community have to quickly rally ourselves together and try and bring people to organize the funeral and everything. And I think talking about rallying people together, I think I want to say a big thank you to Deborah Amenizi. She was amazing in terms of preparing. So a quick phone call, I rang Deborah, and Deborah said, I'll bring the food. So she organized. So Deborah also have got a catering service in Israel. So I'll sort out the food. She organized some sandwiches and some food stuff, and then she brought it on the night. You know, so and people be asking questions around what exactly is happened. Everybody was asking questions. And when you go online, you could hear what people were talking about. You could hear what the New Zealanders were asking questions. So I had a call from New Zealand Herald and says, we've been hearing what is happening and we want to hear the side of the story. So I called the Ghana Honorary Council, who is the representative of the government of Ghana in New Zealand, and say, hey, I've had a call from the media. So how do we do this? So the discussion is, no, we need to change the narrative. We need to tell our own story. We need to be able to tell the side that the New Zealand is not hearing, that Daniel is a wonderful man who's got a family, hardworking, got a family, got a wonderful children. He's a responsible father, and we have to try and narrate this conversation with the media to be able to try and change the story. And back and forth, is over a year, and here we are. And people have been asking questions around what's happening in the sentencing. We've got a family from Ghana, Daniel's family, all the way from Ghana, are here. They came for the sentencing, and they went for the sentence has happened, but then I will let the family talk about the sentencing. And on top of that also, Augustina is still here. They want to share their story. We want to hear, because the public have said what they want to say. The law have said what they wanted to say. But the unfortunate thing is that none of us have had opportunity to hear the side of the story from the family. And that's why we are here. So the lines are 09-815-8100. And also you can just message us on Facebook, and I'll be able to read your comment or your question to the family here. So I'm just going to turn around and go to the studio. And maybe get, who do I go to first? Let me see, Uncle here. Maybe what I'll do is I'll get everybody to introduce yourself, your relationship with Daniel, and then I'll okay. So Abigail, Augustina, you don't want to come. Okay, I'll skip Augustina, and then I'll go to I'll start from here. Are you able to? Okay, so let me go from here first, and then we go this way. Yes, yeah, and I'll come back to you. So just we just wanted to introduce yourself, your relationship with Daniel, your name and your relationship with Daniel, and then we go, and then I'll go to the next one. Okay, yeah, your mics are on.
Okay. My name is Alex Jeffy.
Yeah.
I'm Daniel's brother.
Yes.
From Ghana.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex Jeffy, Daniel's brother, all the way from Ghana. I'll go to the next one. Uncle, can you please introduce yourself to us?
Yeah. I'm Kwame Opoku.
Yes.
Yeah, senior brother of Daniel. I rather sponsor Daniel to make the journey.
Yeah.
Some years back.
Yeah.
So we heard the incident. We are very scared. So today we are here at the studio to make a little conversation about the judgment and how the things went on.
Yeah.
We are very, very great about all this. So wait for us for a while.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. And we've got auntie here. I think that you have got a mic there, right?
I know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I think, yes. Okay, yeah. Auntie Macho, what you saying? And would there be a baby of any relationship with Daniel?
Me did the Felicia Jemfua. My brother, me did the chi, and it's Daniel.
Yes, Felicia Jemfua. Yes, Daniel. But and I know I got Daniel's daughter in the studio, but Daniel's daughter is a bit camera shy. Yes, I know, camera shy. So I can still get Augustina to talk without having to show her face. What about that? Okay, yeah. Okay, so Augustina can talk. So Augustina doesn't want to come in the camera, but then she's happy to talk. Augustina, can you introduce yourself a little bit to us?
Hi, I'm Augustina. I'm Daniel's youngest daughter.
Yeah, and yeah. Also, and you still studying or you? I don't do the psychology.
Oh no, my older sister's
Abigail is doing the psychology.
Yeah,
oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I study business at uni.
And okay.
Working.
Okay, yeah. Okay, congratulations.
Yes,
yeah. Okay, so now, so once you're on Facebook, please let us know where you are watching us from, and I'm going to shout out to you. If you have a question, please put your questions in the comment, and then I'll be able to put the question to the family. So maybe I'll start from Augustina. Just a quick comment around, how did you hear about what has happened? Your dad left home in the morning or in the afternoon, the night, and how did you hear about the whole thing?
We didn't really hear about it. It was Sunday, 12 March. Me and my sister, we got ready to go to work. We knew we were going to meet dad at our other job.
Mm-hmm.
So we got ready and everything. Me and Abigail, we went out to the car. We just turned it on, and then police came up the driveway, and our first thought was, they might be here because Abigail's got some unpaid tickets. Unpaid tickets and everything. But no, they asked to speak to our mum, and they just wanted to come inside and have a sit down and have a talk. So we went back inside the house, went and woke mum up. They came, and then they just started asking questions about dad, like, do you know what he wore when he left this morning? Do you know where he went? Just questions like that, like, do you know his car? Do you know what his phone pin is? Like, we just got all the questions, but they never really said anything. That was it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, and at that point, they never mentioned about what has happened.
No. I remember that morning, I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like around 8 o'clock in the morning. And the first thing I do is just read the news. So I read New Zealand Herald first. And I had seen an article already out, just talking about a homicide in Simon Street. They didn't give any information about who it was. They just gave time. And to me, I thought, oh no, it can't be dad, because he doesn't go around Simon Street, and the time, it's not the right time. He's meant to be at one of his other cleaning jobs. So I didn't really think too much about it. I just like let it go, and I just got ready for work. Until the police came over, and I just started thinking about that article. So they arrived around 10 o'clock, and I just started thinking about that. That's where I just put the dots together. myself and just figured,
you know. So you made sense of what has happened before even you were told?
Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
Can't swear on here, but...
Yeah.
Really low.
Yeah, so feel low. Yes. Really. I can imagine how, you know, how you would have... And I think it's unfortunate that you had to find out the way you did.
Yeah. We weren't really told at all. We really didn't know. We thought, well, I personally thought that he might have been in hospital or, like, something might have happened where he was just injured. Until one of our family members from my mom's side ended up giving us a call. And that's when she just said, oh, so sorry to hear about your loss, auntie. I hope you guys are okay. I'll be coming over soon. And that's where it just clicked to me that...
Something has happened.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Our condolences. Sorry to hear about everything else. And I hope you're recovering. And hope you had enough support around that as well. So, okay, let me go to our uncle here. Uncle, BBC, SU.
Okay. On the 12th day of March 2023, about 10 a.m. Ghana time. So I was at a vehicle park training my last born how to drive. So I got a phone call from Italy, my brother-in-law. I said, Kwaku, on as a contact. My friend was, hey, I didn't mean to share your phone, no. Bottom and the car no soon intimate. Nah, I don't pay. No, sir, Kunta. Oh, and I'm so baby, I'm one. My name is Bane Walk Vehicle Park. I'm just training him how to drive. I said, okay, I want to tell you something, but keep it in mind. Don't send any message to the village. Not okay. I contact the assem. No, catch him, sir, someone abandoned. What I say, my bra will be a kuno. Now, New Zealand police call him and then getting some information from him that the doctors give Robert number to the police. So police want to have a little information about Daniel from Robert, who is at Italy. And then Robert told the police that it's me that they can contact, because he, Robert, is just a friend, but I'm there. I'm a senior brother to Daniel. So later, I got a call from the New Zealand police. Then they asked me my side and my name, this and that. Then they told me that this is what has happened. I said, okay. And then later, I called Atria, our hometown, and told the family there that someone abandoned, and they were all scared, and they come and see, you know, villages. Yeah, they are crying. So, hey, it's not easy. And then how for you? This how I got about the case.
Oh, okay. Because me use a C and no frame, and you didn't come on camera. But we didn't know what was that number.
Okay. According to my name, so I mean, that kind of number, no. Augustina. And my friend, and on no can say okay. I said, I contacted Ghana Association. It's you, one number, no, the mommy. And I'm afraid. It's my friend, so I'm back. OPK corner, and I make a side. And I will come on one side of the story. And I'm so okay. So say, no, sir, quite know what? You to me, Emma. And when Muya, and she say, Moyen, and I'm so, Moyen to yet, send a bear. Mobile Kura and Moon. Okay. And if you are not just a minimum Casasa, T. Kakra, you fancy minimum no, no. Ah, she says, Yamiadum, a dear baby drew her. Na Mefa Quenya Wiso. My first appreciation go to the father of the land, the governor. I think she's a governor.
Yes, yeah,
of the land. And then, second appreciation to the Chief Justice of New Zealand and Minister of Justice of New Zealand that they heard our cry, because we went to them and asked them for the postponement, and they did. congratulations. Yeah. And our last but not the least, Home Support. They have done a very good job because they sponsor us all our trip, everything. So, Madam Ostrawells, God bless you. God bless you. Have done a good job. And Ghana Support, Ghana Association, in our absence, no, they stood up. In fact,
Amen.
I crown I won. One more sign at the end bar, send a bear, you bet me a church, and sim a mamma saying, you know, ati. And he yet a woman must be brave. One must woman must be mine. One more would take you part, you know. Yet a woman must be thank them very much.
Amen. I thank you, Auntie. One of the persons here, it's me that I say, the represent the Ghana Honorary Consul, His Excellency Dr. Charles Ampuma Dwamena. Also, he was there. He stood in. He was ringing. What's gonna? What are we gonna do? This the program. Yeah, give me a team. We be at 2 years. And because Omo Anna, it's the penifoni in our bamani ye kama. And ye do biase. Ye do biase. I'm with me. And association penifor. Omo Omo hosisi ana Omo phoneing na. That's when we can Deborah so. As I said, Adrian, we just offering with you. That the kind of with you. Offering with you once and the Adrian Benz, we can't make you Adrian. Also, so when you wait me be a man. So don't worry. You couldn't buy an anchor so they'd be an abba is a numerino. Why you be a mobia and say a better obias, more mobile, mobibia mo, just a time, effort, money, everything else. No, a big thank you. And I think also a big thank you to Augustina and Abigail for supporting your mom throughout this difficult time because it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy to be there. And also the family back home for us always messaging us what's going on, how is it going. Sometimes you update us and also supporting. And it's nothing. One day, we know Kasai and Kaso, Yen Ching Korano, and May, because it's your mom, be able to see for. Yeah, be able to see, and they see it, Micho Benz, you don't say, Umba Penny, but Omo Busia, and now we know because I said, Tama, Umba Panchas, as well, Omo May Association, not to send Umba Panny Fimo. And yes, you try. Say last year, Christmas, and you try to be invited to your New Year party. And but no one yamuko somewhere. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. So I think it's been, we see how we're going to do it. But you're not too specific a mobile mobile. It's mobile. The internet, then mobile. Because case, you know, I happen, you see Daniel, you're crying a cheek. Then so mobile.
Okay, the main reason is it was last year that I called my wife, let's say Abigail's mother. And I called her and consoled her, and she told me that the government has said that she will invite three of you guys to come for the near future, for the sentencing. So we were there, and then we got a message. I was calling, and then we got a message say, okay, now the sentencing, November, October, it will be on the 10th of October. So we guys, we should prepare to come to New Zealand. And I asked, we can't just wake up and come like that, because as for me, there, I hold my passport, and what about the rest of my family? So I asked them, and then immediately I did passport for them, and we call victim support. Augustina gave the number to me. I called them, and then they asked me that how can we acquire the visa. So until I went to Accra and then made a little investigation. They say, go here, go here, go here, go here. Not knowing New Zealand don't have embassy in Ghana. Unless far away, either Ethiopia or South Africa or straight to New Zealand. So we went to the agent. And then the agent charges. And at the same time, he filled the form for us. And we pay the bills in dollars. And then before, I think on the 4th of October, I received a letter from the immigration that they want to, I should introduce myself to them to know that really I'm Daniel's brother. In fact, I did all, but later I saw that time is going because the sentencing will come on the 10th October, then 5th. And from Ghana to New Zealand, it will take us 3 days. It's not easy. So on the 7th, then the visa hasn't come. I just went to Accra to see one lawyer. So the counsel took me to Minister of Justice, and they wrote a letter for me to send it to Minister of Justice here and Chief Justice and the High Court. In fact, all these people have done a good job because as soon as they got the letter, they made the postponement. So later, Victim Support wrote a letter to me that they have postponed the case to 5th of December. So I should force the migration to do their part. And then, truly, I forced the migration and we got the visa, and Victim Support buy the ticket for us. And then we came to New Zealand here on, I think it was Sunday, which is on the 1st. On the 1st of December. And our daughters came and picked us from the airport to the house. And later, we was waiting for the sentencing. Because of the sentencing, that's why we were at New Zealand here.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Now, my muko sentence, you say a sentence, it be a news more, and go for more, your platform be your war, go for be some question, I could see saying, I send a corner, somebody, Montreal, Saturday, mobile, new umbiano, on money, money, a beshe, and tis a muko, you know, sentence, you know, saying the cosier, judging a man's sentence, saying the cosier.
Okay, your coin, you know, in fact, you could hear our demo. And the lawyer for no sorry, and on the run also, a big jina at the camp to umbusabis and questions. Emma, we hear no, ma, a runner can see me. Now, an honor, me a yam yakakra. He made in her statement that my brother was trying to rape her. And then the lawyer said, no. The lady said, no, Daniel was trying to rape me. And he asked the judge, actually said, because all the orientation, you know, it happened outside the car, not inside the car. So you can't rape somebody outside the car, public. And at the same time, and he asked the judge, any lawyers, and they said, no, my lady, no, and cancer, I said, no. And he said, even at all, ladies, no witnesses now, or mobile, you know. I said, well, why you use drugs? Yeah, this is how I saw them. That they are, let's say, they use drugs. Excuse me to say. They use drugs. And then, if you mingle yourself with drugs people, by all means, you too, you use the same drugs. Because lady no oceana or no woman or no so were a drugs addictor. Yeah. Now lady no I can't say he said my brother was trying to rape her. And I wonder because lady in a profession or semi newspaper now were a sex worker. So I want to ask the whole world that a sex worker who is a let's say in our language tutu or ashawo, a prostitute, does she afraid of a man to insert his penis into her vagina? Is it the first time? Because they all the time welcome a man who is ready to, service with them. They are all the time ready. But if you say she is coming to rape you, the woman is a liar. And then I put to the woman that the woman is armed robber, totally armed robber. In the sense, he used arm to take that $100. He saw that my brother draw $100 from the bank. So the woman was about to take that $100 for drugs. That's why he used the knife and then butchered my wife, killed him, my brother, killed my brother, and then took the $100. The woman is armed robber. Because if you go to the dictionary and definition of armed robber, anybody who use a metal or a weapon to take something from somebody which doesn't belong to that person is a robber. Armed robber. And until people say we are seeing who say Obano was armed robber. Etinia yami yakakra no senka court no who say Obano ye armed robber. Nenke ye man two accounts of committing crime. What I say murder and then armed robbery.
Yeah. And before I call the next one, Frank Amua, Director, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. McLean, we're joining us from Tipoki. Victoria Merita, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. Michael Chem, thank you very much for joining us on Facebook. Michael say, it is really sad. It's really sad they're listening to this, to his daughter. Good job to all of you. Okay, so there's someone listening. They didn't see you, but they were listening to you. I said it was good to listen to you. So if you have any question, please just send a question. I will ask the family. How many years is the man?
Yo, sentence, you know. Judge, you know. And you can't say that life imprisonment. But no, a nipa bears a phobia, bacon cum ne, bacon so cum obi, bacon ye say, and tija, you know, de sa judgment, no, a total, you know, a big of 5 years, a big of 4 years, 7 months, a big of say, and tija, you know, explaining that a union, and because of that, you know, Oma a run 3 years, 3 months, say on conquer them. And then, judge, you know, he has done a good job. He has done a good job in the sense, say, I think, sir, they will never allow the lady to come back into the society to make the same thing, because the lady has been in prison, I think, for 6 months and has committed so many offenses in New Zealand here. So, judge, you know, who lady me say, what a burglar, what let's say, very bad person.
She sees the woman. Thank you very much, Kwabena Ewua, for joining us. And 3 years now, three months now, the man, of Mufili say, as a family, no, is it, if you fear, maybe I could them bear 20 years and I bear 30 years, and as Mufili say, Anka, judge, and I think, oh, man, I could them check. And I said, just to say, 3 years or no, enough. And I said, how do you feel about the 3 years?
Okay.
3 months.
As for the 3 years, no, in fact, if it will be Ghana, there, like woman, no, meaning so we call life imprisonment, because Ghana, no, an eye for an eye, and then tooth for tooth, boot for boot.
Yeah.
And in Kekwembia, so no, woman, no, we call life imprisonment. But the laws in New Zealand, you know, you ain't mean challenge.
Yeah.
But 3 years, 3 months, no dear, and Ukraine nanka is a and 9 years you should say, and at least obey your best 10 years and answer 15 years. But judge, you know, you ain't mean decided because any anna you tell you judge, you know, so or share near SEC and of the year. And to woman swear you man and Ukraine sometimes, you know. Ya na in free womo. Ya womo she case bia abada. And woman so ashe at their passage judgment.
Yeah.
And tinia judge near end there. And see a po yen po. As he had it to me.
And yango he comment a Philip of Philip Jan or Johnny from Rotorua. Or see, it's a really, really sad story. Michael said 3 years is too small. And Michael Chemuka said they should have charged her with murder, not manslaughter. So I think thank you very much, Michael, for so I think now you go a other officer for by senior From mobile, say a sentence, you know, I send out also a soak also, I send out also.
Oh,
there's
no one is a lady. Ah, because I say, Cecil, a buyer, and I didn't share what's away, or the my sentence.
Mm.
Obani sentence. And here, you need to be everything I tell you on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
we are banishing. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go back to the ocean. 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 I'm going to go back to the se bia ha ai o fe sentence na ne bia ni akosu ni ana o edena etu sen
yo sentence ni de ente be fan sa because eh me krobia na ne mra nti ni ya sbi ai de so e busu ya ni so na me ti me brother wo no in fact em se na si ya o se gana for de
I could see. And say, enable not a platform be nego for discuss online or more can say, be so, there be a obuquire, a su set judgment on a tuntuma be a government be about 10 years. Obuquire says, I guess a buffoon and uncle 4 day a castle no, a single or call them che. But near senior CV. Yeah, in terms of victim support, maybe I'm call Augustine now. Augustine, just a question around victim support, right? So when the whole thing happened, in terms of support from, it would have been a very traumatic situation for you and the family. Your mom would have been traumatized. You and Abigail would have been traumatized. Yeah. You would have been, I don't know what would have been going on in your mind.
Yeah.
How much support did you receive? How much support did you get from the government or from any institution to support you through the grieving process?
I'm gonna say like 50-50.
Okay.
They did support us. The government did support in paying for the funeral.
Mm.
So we got ACC payment.
Okay, yeah.
Just for the funeral. And then also just helping out me and mum.
Okay.
So we also got just a small payment. Just because when dad did pass away, I was in my first year of uni.
Oh yes.
And the only job I had was working with him.
Okay. Yeah.
So I didn't have from before that, I'd never had like my own first job.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah, until after he passed, I did get my first job. So they did help a little bit.
Yeah. But in terms of like psychological support or well-being check-ins, did you get any other support from any state institutions around? How are you guys doing? Do you guys need any support? You call?
Yeah. I think it was just mostly family.
Okay.
That were checking in all the time to make sure that we were okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then also AUT.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
They helped me a lot with my studies because mentally I wasn't all there.
Yes. Yeah.
So they did help me with that, and they also did put me into just counseling.
Okay, yes,
I think I did counseling for just a couple months. And then it's not that I felt better, but I just felt like I had had enough, because I was like, it does feel good to speak to somebody about, like, you know, my problems and what's happening and everything, but to me it did feel like really weird that I had to speak to somebody, and the only thing that they can do is just note it down, write it down.
Yes,
they don't also feel how I feel, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense.
So
yes,
I felt like it was just one-sided, and then I stopped taking counselling, and felt better me speaking with family about it, and that did help me. But that was basically all the support that I had received.
And did it make you feel like you were, every time you go talk about it, you were reliving that experience again? The more you talk about it, it made you, it normalized it?
Yeah, definitely. For me personally, I don't really like speaking about it a lot. Just because it does bring up that part of me when it did happen. If I can say, I felt like I just had lost my whole heart. I couldn't breathe. I was hyperventilating. And all in all, I just thought that I was losing my mind, because I couldn't believe what was happening right in front of me.
Thank you very much for sharing your story. Okay, so Raman has joined us. Thank you very much. Okay, so Stanley. Stanley is he's in Australia. He works in the Ghana High Commission's office in Australia. So he's joining us. And Stanley is saying, please speak Kwi or any other Ghanaian language. Okay, so Stanley, Augustina doesn't speak Kwi. I'll apologize on her behalf. Yeah, but Stanley is the mission head for the Ghana High Commission in Australia. And Stanley is joining us. Thank you very much, Stanley, for joining. So it's a sad story. So Penny also has joined. Penny is an elder in one of the Church of Pentecost in Australia. So Penny, also you have joined. Thank you very much for joining us. So those of you who have just tuned in, we are talking about the incident of the Ghanaian who was murdered. Was it sometime last year, March? And on Queen Street, the sentencing has happened, like you heard. The family were sharing their experience of how traumatic it was for them. The family have come all the way from Ghana. A daughter, Abby Augustina, is here, also sharing about her experience, how she felt about the whole situation and the support that she received. The family brothers and a sister came from Ghana to witness the sentencing, and they are here sharing their story, how they heard about it and what's going on. And this year but entoto ye sen bia na ebia o ebia hwan di na de den na bia mo hyehye tie enkwara na bia mo bia mo be feel se because minu se minu ye minu di komo akasero ye mfa ye twen kwara ne men but in terms of obusio fie e hyehye ben na bia bia enkwara no be fie be di holidays de bia na se e hyehye ben ne wo ho fo ay mo be keep connection with enkwara ne e fa obusio ne wa han.
Okay. Me and Mika say, me na me di me na nadie. Auntie, and kwa rano abe ya mipa. Me po, e se me fa omu ka me mamu. Ebre a bako, ono su frim, ono ema 5. Me na me fe omu se se ya. Omu okunu, but e du December, ne se, ana ubi nya problema, ne se mi fritema, na me koke na me seto. The same thing as they say, we usu me di nadie no. Well, no, no. Bibini, any who is our guest in our can. Me, it just said, my friends are.
Yeah.
If you say, my friend, my buy, my bread, my bread, my da. And to William, you're sorry. Near Dean, come on now, oh, my, what to say, my way. And the way I buy, Obano, so, on any Mahmoniagi, pa, Omoniagi. Now, a busia, a wolf, you know, one more share. Say, your dear money, papa bedding, every crack or bow.
Yeah.
Now, Ukraine. Nia abma abusiano a high end say. Yenyano one twenty corn the wuye. So what 20 corn the wuye dia? And you beat him, say, I'm asking. Because Nipa Kota, not the action one, sorry. We ain't no saying I'm a question.
Yeah.
But where the occurred before be, and a beggy yin and unqua, a freeing in him. It in a quay idea, yo, how it a man chess at Usha project me a damn bakuk massy, bakuachia, and a oye. I just will discover near ye or discover near ye a bazan, a car. Me only in an infinity in our home, a prayer home, a victim support. Anna and Madame, you lose one of your home. Abakon Eko Nursing School Ewo Famina Bason Bakonso University Ewo Pentecost University Ajese Sise no Aye Din Eti Eno Sye Dea Tu Omo Ni Ni Na So Omo Adi Atu Eti Victim Support Di Eno Kureni Omo Adi Adi
Yeah, we're gonna what answer will be question. Adelaide. And also, madly, so I say, may God be with the family. Association secretary, I say, is there, and the question we answer, I say, is there any support for the extended family, or they just brought them here to witness the sentence? And say, mobile sentence, and can I say, yeah, the omodi support to be a mamma for family now move, you need to be a home, or make a band because of home, and I say, be a project, be a band, be a mamma, maybe, and I be visa.
Okay, and no, dear, one more j atom, but meaning, say, send your more ye take it when you say, ye the entry, no, may you take it in a band. And pounds one way by. And here, what did you say? One more just uncrat, and a quaint be as no, they will never forget us. What you say?
Yes, yes.
And how they did the first one, sure, they will do the second one. Because you would give you, say, Omo Bay.
Yeah.
You won't say Omo de Yaba. As I am, I chop money. Ye did, baby, dear, die.
Yeah,
bye. And then you don't know the green work. Hey, papa, when any man. Ghana consulate, yes, sir. Say, I didn't buy, you know. Now, ye acquire and ye seem penny for so young a tune up of our ye and teach,
yes,
and put your penny, yes, sir, why you could go to him. Ye dawas a pa, ye dawas papa, papa, papa. I just say, ye king kind, and crata, and also ye would dear old friend, dear pa, dawas it. So, I'm in the car, so they near dear. Receipt, you know, ever Ghana. Tinami had more similar, men send man. She said, oh, my young man, one castle men send. I hope, sir, victim support today, they will do.
Yes, will yeah, do. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Question, that answer, man. Abubakar, Kulibali, so I join you. Thank you very much, Kulibali, for joining. Kulibali, the leader of African Film Festival. Recently, Omuyi Lewin showed a movie, a country called Ghana. On Okofa, Oba Studio, and on Okofa, Lewin moving by and be you were hunting. So I joined you. I think Kulibali fee, Mali, of Mali, and we're joining on Facebook. Thank you very much, Kulibali, for joining us on this. Yeah, it's more question being asked a movie, more bar. You beat me as someone. I guess, you know, in terms of, because we had a conversation earlier on, amongst that, there's a need for us as a community to be able to connect a little bit more with the family, right? Because we also, as a community, want to assure you in your family that your dad may not be here, but your dad has got a family in New Zealand, which is the Ghana community.
Yeah.
And for you and your sister and your mom to know that you are part of a bigger community,
yeah,
right? That you are not alone, that if you are in need of any help, just reach out.
Yeah.
And if you need anything, and what we're going to do, we're going to invite you to our programs and stuff, so that you know that you're part of a big African community and to celebrate. Is there any plan? Have you got any plan of, say, going to visit your uncles back home?
Yes, I actually do. Me and my sister, we're really hoping. If not next year, then maybe 2026.
Okay,
To go back, because we haven't been since 2019.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But as for mom, we just know she can't do a 3-day travel.
Yes.
Even just her going back to her own home country in Samoa, it's a lot.
Yes.
But I hope one day that she does come see how wonderful Ghana is. But now we do have a plan. If it's not next year, then it's 2026. We need to go back home and just get back.
So Augustina said there's a plan for them to go back and visit the family and reconnect again. Mm-hmm. To the family and it's good. Okay, so Abolowe, I joined you on Facebook. Thank you very much, Abolowe. I think Abolowe during the the ceremony, you know. Osi, I think say, "Omo ba fe, omo no be ba fe." Sparom ni ayi Daniel. Yes, I omo no on toba omo omo no ba fe first. No ni Daniel. No mu da ba kum ni anoto anu super shene ayi na dan fu pa ni Daniel. Enja bolu Daniel busi fu ba ni no mu di komo. Ewo enji comment. I say, well done on our. Okay, hold on. I. Well done on our course to Dr. Charles Jamina for ensuring the befitting funeral and burial of our late compatriot. Thank you very much. Bright, your dad's very good friend say they want to see your face.
Sorry.
They can hear you, but or your camera shy, Kakra. Don't mess with any member. Let her show her face. Camera shy, Kakra. But she looks very beautiful. But she just doesn't want to come in the camera. So we're just trying to respect her, her wishes. Thank you, Agassina. Yeah. So Agassina, so Yomunya, Umukufi. Kobi, Raman, Alaji, Chief Imam, Chief Imam Bako, Kromha, and I was going to own a down for Daniel, as you said, Daniel, Chief Imam, Raman, I am Omi Atwonka. Thank you very much, Raman, for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwab 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand, the funding for the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. Yeah, and the will be said, I'm grown up here, no. Najama, I dear son, a grassy for. And that bacho, a assembly, I will be catching a community, no. Nay, a year.
Yo, Becca said, yeah, dear, said that I need Kabia, mamma, papa. My idea, my idea. And at the same time, victim support and the government, they have done well.
Mm-hmm.
They have done well. The only thing, we want the government, if he can help us, so that two of our children can come to New Zealand from Ghana, he will grant working permit for them to come and work here. To replace our brother Daniel, so that they too can help the family. They know that Ghana, we are very, we are very, very poor small, as they do. So if the government can help us, we're very, very grateful about that. So far as our father here. Obe move na won hu kwani first one obe bo ase nka ye munipa ye manu be mi nu bi e baba be presi ye nya na e no so aka e moa na
and you do wanna say I Mike Wutie ya secretary I do wanna say bia e moa bi so abia mo be hia in terms of your letter be support letter bia be hia no moma community no asotia. Yeah, maybe so. Let it be a bit me actual. Yeah, I abaki request be a movie maker. Say be a organization be a banner be a whatever. Because in Quran or film into and you see, you know, on Bakuna or Odisa Nyamransem, where ye Obiano Diani,
as Papa,
where you, yes, wow, Habusian and
tea. The pillar of the family, you know, and Bubu pillar.
Yes.
Say, Bubu pillar, and down in Minas over here.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
And down in Minas over here.
Mm.
And Nti maame ne de oba no ha ye yi pa 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 pa. Na ye dwene ho aye nti ase. Wo ti ase. Wo kɔnu wo wi ɛnu kɔkeya. Na kyase ye nua na ba ku no kwase ase. Na ti ase mo kyase ɛnye obi man so a. Na ye Ghana. Kyase wo be come for life.
Yes.
Wo ti ase. A wo no wo mu na wie biem. Na obi wu ɛwɔ prison.
Yeah, yeah,
man so ase. Afraid, I have a studio, ha. And I must pa, and I must.
Yeah,
Madam Osra, Osra, well, thank you very much. Thank you, you have done well to the family. Thank you. Mm-hmm. God richly bless you all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, yeah. Oh, we have last message. We also be a comment now, and now back.
I can't.
Amen. Yeah. Ma, you say when you're ending, but so come you can crana. You have a baby. Yes, Amen.
Yet, and the crane is some money to every gun I ever baha, and yes, you can get one. But one more chair in Pammy and San, your buying, so my mind, and you see, can't you only on my idea? My idea, pa, and ya, also, Mona, almost in my pa,
yeah.
You would just say, buying also, beb wine.
Yes,
yeah, I can also,
Yes, amen, yeah. Augustina, okay, I'll bring the camera. The last word.
Your auntie said just a little, okay.
Your last word.
Just want to say thank you to everyone that that helped and that also showed their support to myself and to my family. Even though we don't say it enough, that it's very much appreciated. Yeah, just God bless
you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. And I'm cutting it. New Year party, 1st of January. Wow. Your poster now ready. 1st of January. So Augustina, we are giving you our. This is the first announcement going out, and the first invitation to Augustina and your family. New Year party, 1st of January, 2025. We want to start the year afresh, wonderful, fantastic. So our invitations and our investments is going to go out soon, but we just want you to learn to know that please book the date, 1st of January 2025. The venue is Mount Albert War Memorial Hall. Okay. Mount Albert War Memorial Hall. And the time is 5 p.m. till daybreak. Yeah, it's a solo queen. Not the solo queen. I'm caffeine. But yes, this is for this. Yes, you're banning your bedding. You're a GD. You're invited, Honorable Melissa Lee. I say Omra, Minister of Ethnic Affairs, to come and support us. But on top of that, yeah, fundraising. Because you adopted some communities in Ghana. Ah, you could, Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah, the invitation, Akoma Ghana High Commission, so umbra no me join here. Unfortunately, Ghana High Commission, I heard some bit menu be a man of a business.